Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Enlighten the Mind, a weekly show that deals with issues and topics that affect and shape how we live our daily lives. I'm your host, Stacy Rael. What's going on in the streets of America? My question is, is the president right to send in federal forces to these states? And we're going to switch things up a little bit. Usually I'll come on and I'll come out with the topic and then I'll give my view and response on it. But a lot of people are telling me like, yo, that's not fair. You know, you come on and then you say what you have to say, and then that changes the mind of everybody around you. That changes the mind of everybody that's on your panel. So what I'm going to do this time, I'm just going to ask the question. I'm going to get everyone's opinion, then I'm going to come on and retort afterwards. So to discuss this issue, should president or is the president right to send in federal forces into the cities of America, I'm going to bring in my panel, starting with Chris Gemini, Brother Hefe, and Terry, a.k.a. Mother Teresa. And I want to ask you guys, I want to ask you guys that simple question. Starting with you, Chris, is the president right to send in armed forces into the cities of America? What say you, Chris?
Not exactly at this time of during peace. No, not during protests. No, the troops are there to protect the rights of the American citizens, the actual voters who voted in your president. So without the rights and the freedom to, you know, practice protesting, you know, what point is there to have a constitution? That's your First Amendment right. Not unless it's all a lie.
Okay. So your answer is no, correct?
Correct. I think it's the responsibility of your local police. I truly do.
I want to bring in Black Hefe to answer that question. Hefe, what say you? Your thoughts. Is the president right to send in armed forces into cities of America at this time?
My opinion, he's dead A wrong. And also, that should be an impeachable offense, an impeachable violation. This is why. He's showing the world, he's showing the American public that he is on that special interest, also known as the KKK and the corrupt business people side, meaning he will do whatever it takes to show the public, to show the people that he and his constituents perceive as peons, morons, animals, monkeys, donkeys, mud rats, dust monkeys, all these demeaning terms they put on us. He's showing us that, hey, we are nothing, we will never be nothing, and I'll be damned they let us have power. They will suppress us every chance they get with force, but always tell us to preach nonviolence, but yet they always bring in violence on us and everybody in the world. So he's dead wrong for doing that. Okay. It should be, at worst-case scenario, a local law enforcement issue, not the federal officer issue, period.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, thank you.
So you say dead wrong for doing that. Let me bring in Mother Teresa. So we heard, so right now we got two votes that he's wrong for sending in the armed forces into the city. What say you, Mother Teresa? What you think about that? Is the president wrong or right, or should he be sending in military forces into the streets of America? What say you?
Well, I really have not been really paying attention much on what's been going on the news or anything, so I'm not aware of what's going on. But just from the sounds of it, no. It does not sound like it's a need for military to come in. I don't know, you know, the circumstances. Is it for the rioting? Is it to get control of all of that? Then, you know, maybe they do need some extra, maybe, policing. But I don't know that they need to bring in military forces, you know, into America. That just seems very extreme and drastic.
Yeah, well, does anyone feel like that's the first step into a martial law system?
It is the first step. I'm glad you made that point, Chris. We got to realize, like you said, we are talking about protesters, people who are invoking their amendment rights to speak up. So what, people are looting? That's law. That's human. That's human nature. It's natural law. People are going to loot when they're frustrated. We're talking about a disgruntled, disorganized, suppressed, lied to, murdered, kidnapped group
terrible
of people
excuse, though.
Who are going to respond how they want to respond.
I don't get the whole looting thing. I really don't get the whole destroying thing. That's really not proving anything other than you're a jerk and you don't deserve to be.
Jerry, this is what it means. It doesn't make sense instinctively when you think about the big picture. Is this looters? These people are people who have been throughout their lives and generations suppressed, oppressed, lied to, murdered, kidnapped, enslaved, then induced with drugs and alcohol and guns. These people are not going to respond in an organized, prepared, sophisticated way others would like them to. These people are just reacting. So if they got to react to what's perceived as ignorance, doesn't make sense, then so be it. The people who are across the way, who feel comfortable, need to be made uncomfortable so they can get involved in this fight.
What say you, Stace?
No.
I heard you say it was dumb.
No. Yeah, and I'm going to tell you why. So here's my thoughts on it. So I asked the whole panel, should the president send the federal forces into the cities of America? I got three no's, and I guarantee you at least of our listeners out there is going to say no as well. And y'all answer is going to be the same as my panel gave. Oh, well, you know, he can't be doing that. That's wrong to send the forces in. But let me just say something to you, and I'm going to ask y'all this question. So the president shouldn't send federal forces into the United States. Well, I'm just going to read a few articles briefly, and I want to get your answer. A young Jacksonville mother was shot and killed at a gas station 2 days ago. That's one. A 10-year-old girl in Chicago was killed by a stray bullet while sitting inside her Logan Square apartment. That's another one. Let me go on. In Inglewood, Colorado, in Inglewood, Chicago, a 8-year-old girl was grazed by stray bullets in her home while she was sitting on her porch. In Chicago, and this is recently, a 13-year-old was dancing with her mother when she was shot and killed in her home by a stray bullet. In Chicago, and even just recently,
yeah,
let me finish. A 7-year-old girl was shot and killed in South Austin neighborhood in her apartment complex while she was sitting on the couch. But you say, oh, no, the president shouldn't send forces in. All of these articles right here, and this many go on. Then also, you're going to come up and have they made the excuse when people are upset, they loot. Well, how about you be responsible? So my answer to you is hell yes, the president should send the armed forces in here. Because, see, what you guys are trying to do, you guys are trying to have no responsibility for the actions that you do. No responsibility is taken from anybody. It's always, well, the cop is coming in. Let us criminals have rights as well. How about you don't be a criminal? Let me hear what you got to say. Go ahead.
I see what you're saying, Stacy, but he's not sending troops in for the Second Amendment. He's sending troops in for the First Amendment. He's not sending troops in for your local crime. It has nothing to do with stray bullets killing people. That's not why he's sending troops in into your cities. Man, he's sending troops in to stop people from knocking. Okay, to me, sounds like we need to take that entire Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, away from the people. So maybe
that's
only
the dumbest
guns
thing, right quick. And let me say about you saying okay, first of all, let's get to the goddamn nucleus. Problem is the police comes in when there's criminal acts. How about we just say that's don't do no criminal act? Are you telling me that these assholes are out here in these streets too stupid to not commit a crime? So now what you're saying is, hey man, I can commit this crime, but the real criminal is the person that's punished me for this crime. So what you're saying is, when you do something and your dad punishes you, your dad is wrong for correcting you. So what you're saying
no.
is there should no, be
no what
law
I'm saying
and order.
Is, what I'm saying is the,
okay.
what he's sending troops in to handle is not the local shooting of one another in the cities. He's sending troops in to protect federal structures in the cities.
But have you answer this for me then. I don't care whether he's sending in to handle federal this or that. But when a young mother, just like the article says, a young mother, a new video, and this is in Jacksonville, Florida. Wait for you guys.
Right.
In Jacksonville, Florida. No, let me finish. A young mother was shot at a Shell gas station on the corner of Edgewood Avenue and Avenue B. It says a young mom was killed on Monday. The police say the man pulled up in a silver Nissan Rogue, got out his car, and fired several shots into her car.
Now let me ask everybody this. Anybody see any troops? Anybody see any troops rush to that?
Well, damn, because you don't want troops in your neighborhood. See, what you're trying to do is...
obviously, the president is doing what he... Okay, go ahead.
The president... Okay, first of all, why don't you Negroes get your act together? How is it that you're too stupid to say, you know what, man? What brings the cops out? Crime. Well, if we don't want cops choking us, if we don't want cops shooting us, why don't we stop committing crimes? Gee, you guys got this shit ass backwards. Go ahead. What you got to say?
Why did Trump send troops into the cities of Chicago or Oregon? Why did he do it?
Man, Trump said
why haven't there been troops?
Damn, you want me to answer the question or what?
No, because this is a continued question. Why haven't troops been sent to
so
Jacksonville, Florida?
Question?
Yeah, why haven't he sent them to Jacksonville, Florida? For those killings.
Because Negroes is sitting here saying, okay, we don't want you to send federal troops in here. So what you guys want to do is you want lawless.
We haven't even voted on that yet.
You have not sat here and gave me a reason why he shouldn't send them. And I sat here and gave reason, and here you go, here's your excuse. Well, try to be one of them smart Negroes to say, Trump isn't sending them in because they're shooting. She's sending them in to protect the building when actuality is it's gotten so bad that we're not going to talk about how the young girl got shot in the home for no reason, how these Negroes is around here shooting each other, how you can't walk through the bottom. You know, you can't walk through Durkeyville and Jacksonville.
I guarantee you whether we want it. Whether we want it or not, he's not going to send any federal agents or the army here for the young girl getting shot at a gas station. He's not going to do that.
You know why he's not going to send that?
Now, if you say you're finna attack, if you're about to attack the courthouse and burn that courthouse down, he'll send them.
First of all,
that's
the reason why the president can't do that.
That's not on the Negroes. That's on Trump.
Hold on. The reason why the president can't do that is because you Negroes are saying we don't want the cops here. So the president says, well, since you don't want me to send them in to clean up the streets, which I'm going to read an article about the president saying he wants to send them into Chicago to clean up the streets, but the Congress, the Negroes, the Black Lives Movement says no, you know, because they God forbid you get rid of the crime. But
well, I specifically
heard the governors. Where the president said that. But, no, let me finish, and I'm going to let you talk. Trump is going to do that, but Trump says, well, if I can't send them in the way I want to send them in, then I'm going to have to follow a legal loophole and say, well, I'm sending them in to protect the federal stuff. But actuality, he's in there to just clean this thing up. And I'm damn sure hope he come in and clean up, because you scary Negroes that want to defend these Negroes, y'all sit here, you sit here every goddamn day, these Negroes sit around here and shoot your kids up, shoot your neighborhoods up. None of y'all, as nobody in Jacksonville, is going to walk through Washington Heights. You know why? But y'all saying, oh, we don't want the cops here because they bad. No, them Negroes in Washington Heights is bad. But now, now y'all want to go and say, well, then if you're so safe, you know, you want to give me that, you know, well, you know, the intelligent Negro says that the president is wrong for sending them Negroes to send out military forces to fight. Then why don't you walk your ass down Washington Heights Boulevard? But if you can't do that, then damn, the president should come in and clean it up. Anybody else got a retort on that?
Yeah. I got to play devil's advocate.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Say what you got to say.
Yeah,
like,
let's devil.
Say.
Yeah, like I tell people, I've said this before in the previous show, and I've said it to many people over the years, is the recent several decades, we have killed more of our own people than the KKK has. So why and how in the hell do we feel like we have the right to be mad at the KKK or any racist group or any corrupt politician when we are out here implementing and glorifying self-imposed genocide, like I said on last week's show?
Exactly.
So until we get our act together and stop murdering each other, we don't have to love each other and be all kumbaya, hugged up with each other, but we got to stop this unnecessary, senseless murdering of each other. In other two states, I read a report, Jacksonville has suffered, I think, 5 or 6 murders in the past week. Not just that one girl getting killed at the gas station, but there was a 19-year-old black boy killed this morning in Jacksonville. There were three blacks shot in the last two nights, about 2 nights ago, 3 shot in 1 night. I think 2 died.
So are you changing your answer, Jeff?
Say what now?
Hello.
Are you changing your answer?
I'm playing devil's advocate. Yeah, Trump should not be bringing forces, federal forces to cities with the orders to kill people who are just miserable and distraught and misguided.
What?
But yes, he has to get a law and order.
Well, there you have it, Stacey.
That's the dumbest answer.
Yeah.
No, that's the dumbest. No, stop. That's the dumbest answer. How you gonna sit there and say that when you just said the black boy was killed this morning, the black girl was killed, but then the police can't come in and kill? Man, my thing is, eye for an eye. If you live by the sword, go out with the sword. Y'all need
to
stop all this. No, here's what y'all need to do.
I'm glad you said that.
Stop acting all this self-righteous Negro crap.
To be clear, I'm glad you said it. To be clear, to finish my point, me personally, if I was a god, a demigod, and had the power, I would send all those racist devil police and all these wannabe sorry bull crapping behind wannabe thugs out here killing each other. I would put them, either shoot their behinds out in space, I'll put them on the island by themselves, and whatever happens, happens to them.
So let me ask you this question. Right. So let me ask you this question. So if you said, now this is what you just said, don't be hypocritical. I just want you to listen to what you said, then I'm going to ask you the question again. You just said if I was an authority, a demigod or a god, I would send them in. I would send in the police and everybody to go kill them, right? Now let me ask you this question again.
No,
is the president wrong for sending them through there? That's exactly what I said.
That's not what I said.
If I had the power to play God, I would send all these devil racist politicians and law enforcement officers, local, state, and federal, and all these thugs out here just killing each other left and right. I would send them all away, either launch them out into space or put them all on the island.
So let me say it again.
Mm-hmm.
You said if you was a god, you'd send them in, meaning if you had the authority. God has the power and authority to do what he want to do. Are we okay with that? Okay,
I'm sending
that?
Them from the planet.
Right?
I'm removing them from the planet.
No, man, stop. Don't play niggas. Just stop. It's just not big. Just ask a question. No, it's my word. Don't play niggas with me. Exactly. Don't play niggas with me. I'm telling you the truth. The bottom line is this. If you was a guy, meaning you had the authority, power, to send them in, you said you would do it, correct?
No,
he said to send them away, to send the corrupt away.
Send all of them, all these KKK members, and all these black, all this self-imposed genocide in the black race.
Okay.
I would send them all.
So then the big question is, Jeff, man, you brought up something good.
Very.
So the big question is, Stacey Royale.
Why don't they just send in the Buffalo Soldiers?
Why won't God just do it?
Y'all mind, please? Y'all think about this point. What do we do? We got the KKK and the politicians on one side we got to deal with. Then we got our own brothers out here in the street trying to kill us. So what the hell do we do?
I just want to get one point across before we go to break. I just want to ask. I don't know if I can get this point across, but I just want to ask Hefe this. Hefe, Black Hefe, I want to ask you this question. I just want you to give me a simple, straight up, honest answer if you can. If you can just honestly just listen to what you said. Now, I'm repeating what you said. I'm even trying to go word for word verbatim. You said if you was God, meaning baby steps. That means he has the power to do it, correct?
To do whatever he wants.
Okay. Now, we only just stay with me here. I know it's hard, but stay with me, God. You said if you was God, the person that had the authority to do whatever he wants, you told me, and you paraphrased it so beautifully, but forget all that paraphrasing. I'm just asking you for one thing. You would send something in to get rid of all these wannabe thugs that's out there killing each other. Did you or did you not say that?
No. No, that's not what I said.
God damn. Okay, okay. Let me, Terry.
Let me go to Terry.
Okay, say it one more time. Terry, listen to this right quick. Chris, listen to this right quick. Everybody listen to this guy right quick. No, I'm not telling you about who you're going to send in. Tell me who you – tell me what are you sending them in to get?
I never said I'm sending no one in. What I said was –
man, I said you said if you were God, who would you send in?
Okay. If I was given the power to play God for one day or one week, what I would do is all these racist, corrupt politicians and these racist police officers and these thugs out here in our community that's killing each other and killing us, I would send them all away from this planet. I would launch them out into the space or put them out on an island somewhere and let them fend for themselves and fight each other. Because what do? We got our own brothers out here killing us. We got the corrupt law enforcement killing us. So what the hell do decent citizens and decent folks in society do in the black community?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Negro Talk 101 at its finest. God bless.
Oh, my goodness.
No. Well, you're going to send the Negroes to other planets to destroy them planets. Let me just say what I heard, ladies and gentlemen. This is what I'm saying. Now, when he first, and I know we can run this tape back and find this out, caught himself, because he didn't want to tell the truth what he knew I was getting at. So he tried to say, let me do some Negro dancing and spiritual stuff and try to revert that and this and that. The bottom line is, I don't care what you say, but let's be real with this. The KKK may wear hoods and white sheets and scare the hell out of y'all, but they ain't out here shooting up Durkeyville. The KKK ain't running around here shooting, getting out of a car, shooting a girl five times, and then getting in their car riding off. The KKK ain't down here. Now, y'all can go here and say, man, you know, they hide behind this and they loot and stuff. But the KKK, all they saying is, man, you know, hey, we just don't want y'all here. And I'm not a KKK, and I'm black. And I'm kind of saying, niggas, I don't want y'all here either. Because if you're going to sit here and I can't walk the streets, if I lived in Chicago, and I couldn't walk the street and say, hey, kids, let's go to the park. Then who is the more terrorist? Who is the biggest terrorist in America? The KKK ain't around here killing me that. The KKK, they may be who they are, but they minding their business. Yeah, you hate them because they told you, hey, man, I'm out of my face. I kind of don't like them.
That they even did anything.
Straighten that, there. Get in there. Straighten
that. Look, I'm not
going to
have you sit
here. When was the last time they even did anything?
I'm not cooning to you. Hold on. I'm not sitting here cooning for you, okay? You know, I'm not going to sit here and coon for you. So you just be cool. I'm on your side, but just keep it cool. Now, let's don't be getting out like the KKK is Superman.
No.
They scum, too. They scum, but they haven't done anything.
Well, no. What Terry is saying is that the KKK are the ones that gave you the United Negro Fund.
On that note,
we're going to take a quick break, ladies and gentlemen. You guys listen to like mine. But I do want to say before we go to break, I want to ask you guys this one question. And this goes back to Black SA point. How can you guys sit there with a straight face and argue till you blue in your face, telling me that black lives matter when black lives don't even matter to black people? We're going to take a break. We're going to answer that question on the other side of this a break right quick. Are you listening to Enlightening the Mind Radio? We'll be back with you guys in a moment.
Black Jefe here with a dosage of deep thinking. We live in a corrupt system that teaches us how to think and what to believe. Never deviate from your God-given instincts and senses.
You're back with Enlightening the Mind. And I just want to say this right quick, and I'm glad that
our producers had the nerve to put on the Black Hefe's commercial. But he actually said the right thing about himself. We're sitting here without thinking. How are you going to sit here and sit here and defend these Negroes, man?
I mean,
how are you going to do this, man? How are you going to do this, man? Like, and then he comes in this commercial, we live it away without thinking. And then he don't, but he don't think. He's living, he's playing, dude. What the hell happened to y'all? I'm going to give you a chance to defend yourself. Go ahead on, man. Clean yourself up, man. Dust yourself off and come back, man. We got Terry listening right here. And she's taking notes. She's sitting there saying, see, yeah, them Negroes is crazy. See, them Negroes, how them Negroes going to do that? Them Negroes want us dead. The KKK not killing nobody. The Negroes is, but how are we the problem? And I'm asking you the same question. How is the KKK the problem? Because last I checked, the KKK ain't shot nobody. In a drive-by shooting. go ahead and speak. Hefe, it is your time.
Like Tupac said, give them guns. Like Tupac said, give them guns, step back, and watch them kill each other. And that's what we're doing. We're doing exactly what they want us to do. So like I say, I find fault with both. I'm not leaning towards one side over the other. They're both are toxins to the planet, toxins to this country. The KKK, all the KKK supporters in politics, they're not wearing the white hoods no more. They're doctors, they're judges, they're lawyers, they're prosecutors. They're attorneys, all that kind of stuff. So I'm putting all the blame on both of them, the corrupt people that don't have no regard for humanity and putting them all in that bucket of doo-doo.
Hello, let me say this. I'm going to come to you. I'm going to come to you, Chris, but let me just say this to his response. I'm going to come to you.
Okay.
You're coming next.
Okay.
I just want to say this right here, Hefe. The most dangerous thing that you said and that what you just said was they're not wearing hoods no more. They are doctors, politicians, lawyers. They are people in power. What are the niggas? What are the niggas? What are we? So how can we sit here and help us if they are in positions of power and we not? All we are. Let me go to you, Gemini. What's your thought?
If you can't, Stan, one last thing, please, before you go to yes.
Yes.
Yes. One last, yes.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
Check this out now.
Yes. You have a chance, though, but yes.
Okay, appreciate it. To add to their KKK regime and that regimen, that sick mindset, remember, we call the KKK and all their supporters and government and politicians and all that, these are colonizers. Remember, we are talking about colonizers, a.k.a. murderers, who actually have the nerve to call this the land of the free. We were enslaved over here, but they call this the land of the free. So they will continue their wrath, we will continue supporting them with their wrath by killing each other.
Last I checked. If you know this, then why be part of it? And also, the man that's in power is the man that makes the rules. If you Negroes want to be free, then why are we playing their game and their rules? Let me go to you, Chris. What's your thoughts on all this right quick and what you've been listening to?
Man, after listening to everyone, I see why after they enslaved everyone, why exactly they brought religion over here for you, just for you. Because
here you go. I know.
You have to have some kind of belief system in order to keep all this chaos in order. You got to keep these people under control somehow, because this is what would happen. The religious system has been broken, definitely. It's definitely broken. They've taken both the false gods and the real God out of the entire equation. So this is a land that has forgotten God. We have forgotten God again. So what is God going to do next? And me and you had this discussion earlier this week, Royale, is that, okay, you got a God here that says, okay, fine, I'll put you up a rainbow. I won't flood it again. I love y'all so much, I won't flood it again. But what is he going to do this time, Stacey?
He's going to burn this thing with fire. But here's the deal. Why do you keep bringing God in this, man? I know what you're trying to do. I know you want me to come in here. I know you want me to do it. I know you want me to say the truth. But see, these Negroes ain't ready for the truth. Okay, you want some truth? Let's talk truth then. Hold on, I'll stop. Let's talk truth. Okay, so let's talk truth. The biggest thing wrong with black people is religion. The biggest thing that enslaved you is religion. Let me tell you why. So you want to sit here and act like, well, I'm the world's biggest Christian. I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian Negro. You stick your chest on. You're so proud. Oh, Christian. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, in the Christian Bible, God told you what I'm going to do to you, man. not only am I going to put you in slavery for 400 years, turn you over to your enemy, I'm going to make you lose your whole religion of who you truly are. If you go at history, what's the first thing history tell you? Oh, black people don't even know who they are. Did they tell you this? Now, this ain't got nothing to do with me saying this. So the Bible, the Christian Bible told you, man, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make you believe in they gods. Matter of fact, their perfect word was, I'm going to make you believe in another man. That's what he said. That's what he said, right? Now,
mm-hmm.
I'm asking Negro this question. I'm asking Negro this one simple question. If the Bible told y'all that he's going to enslave you, he's going to take away your whole mindset, he's going to make you believe in the enemy's God, not your God, your enemy's God, and he's going to make you believe in a man, then how the hell are you Christians following him if you claim to be the children of God? Another thing, how the hell can you Negroes sit here and say that, well, we sons of God? You know, I'm going to tell y'all this. If my children want something, they don't get it because they're my children. So how the hell is your daddy, your God, wants you to be poor on this earth? The third thing is, Negro, who gave you Christianity? The same people that enslaved you. So how can the person that enslaved you offer you salvation at the same time? Man, I don't want to go with the Negro Christian stuff because they're the same Negroes that's out there saying Black Lives Matter, but I'm going to go shoot the girl in the street. So a Negro who's running around here saying Black Lives Matter shot a black girl in the car. You see what I'm saying? How stupid they are? So the problem, I'm going to let you come on. The problem ain't got nothing to do with the Klan, the police. The problem lies within yourselves. Damn, if you don't sit around here, if the police say freeze, what the hell are you supposed to do? You're supposed to walk in here, if the police say freeze, fly like, hey, man, check this out, man, Black Lives Matter. You deserve to get shot. First of all, you know, how are you going to be dumb? How do you play stupid? Like, and the scary part is, you Negroes ain't playing stupid, you are stupid. Because none of this makes sense to me. You mad because the president says, man, I'm going to send the military into places like Chicago. But yet, Chicago has all the crime. But yet, y'all sitting here saying, forget the crime, the president's wrong. Go ahead, Chris, and then Hefe, you can come in. Terry, you just sit back on the sideline today, Terry, and just keep saying I'm right, because I know I'm feeding into you, but these Negroes have got on my nerves.
I am glad you. That was a powerful message. I'm glad that now the people got to hear that. Yes, that's what I was trying to do, bait you into telling the truth. So what do we do about it? What I'm asking is, so do an actual, factual, updated, new system be created for the corrupt and the orderly? How do we fix this problem?
No.
We know there is a problem. First of all, how do you reintroduce the real God to these people? Man, they have no value of life.
That's impossible to do. First of all, you got to stop believing in fairy tales and fantasies and live your life. My thing is this. Okay, here's the dumbest thing I ever heard. The dumbest thing I ever heard was a man telling me, hey, man, don't worry about living today. Live when you die. See how stupid that sounds? How the hell do I live when I'm dead? Oh, because you don't get it now, but the same thing you didn't get now, you're going to get it triple fold in disguise. Right.
So how do you think we go about bringing that teaching?
Why
bringing
the hell am I alive today?
So how do we teach people how to live today?
What you trying to do, man? You want me to get listeners or what? What you trying to do? How do you tell the truth to people that always going to believe a lie? How do you bring the truth to a lie? Man, here's the stupid thing I say. I'm going to give y'all something real stupid. You guys run around here, right? All you thug clowns that got to rob black people. All you foolish idiots, y'all sitting around here, and all the people in the whole world, this is for everybody that's listening, this is the people in the world. So they sitting there, and they say, hey, man, I don't have no food. I'm starving. So then you die of hunger and starvation, and you stand in front of God. These are church Christian Negroes. And then they sit there in front of God, they tap dancing. They're like, oh, I'm about to get my graces now. I'm about to get my glory. I just sucking on earth, and I'm finna get glory now. So they stand in front of God, and God say, hey, man, what you doing here? Well, God, I was so faithful that I starved. You're like, what you mean you starved? Man, I didn't eat. Why didn't you eat? Did the trees stop growing fruit? No, God, the trees didn't stop growing fruit. He said, oh, okay. Did the rain stop coming and watering the plants? Did you not take the seed and plant them? No, God, I starved because the white man told me that I needed some green money to go to the grocery store to buy the food. And I told him I ain't doing that. So he said, well, who the hell told the white man to be in charge of your food? I made the seed for you, so why didn't you eat? Because the white man gave me the Bible that told me that you said I was not supposed to do that. He said, well, how the hell? I created the food for you to eat, so why didn't you eat? Because they told me when I die, I'm going to get everything in abundance. Now, what do the God say to you then? He's going to look at you and say, you're a stupid Negro. You're a dumbass Negro. Pretty much. You see what I'm saying? You're a retarded Negro. Who told you that you couldn't eat? So who made the land that you didn't eat on? Did the white man make that, or I made it? So how the hell did you let him put you in slavery? You see what I'm saying? So I don't want to hear no more Negro talk. Look, the bottom line is this, guys. Either you get your act together, or you deserve to have your foot, and no pun intended, you deserve to have a foot on your neck if you're going too stupid to not get your act together. Why can't we clean up the projects? Why do we always sit here and cause trouble, but then get mad when somebody correct us on it? Answer that question for me. Why do we always go out there and shoot each other, but get mad when somebody try to correct us? Go ahead on, Hefe.
Hey, Terry, that Negro on the road today, ain't he? Get him,
you know, I was trying to count how many times he said Negro.
That's all you heard. See, that's what the white woman heard. The white woman heard how many times I said Negro.
It's just a shock to me, you know, how much description we have.
Stacey, didn't you
get my message last week that all lives matter? And it doesn't really matter what color or what race or what sex. Who got shot? The fact that people are getting hurt. People are getting shot. People are getting killed. Things are being destroyed. People are losing their homes and their families. And why?
Hey, Terry, good point.
Because
what are they planning on gaining from all of this?
Terry, can I speak on your behalf?
Why are they distracting everybody? Why do they keep putting all these different things out and restrictions for people, and yet they walk around with no masks on? Tell me that.
Can I speak on your behalf, Terry?
Please.
What Terry also wants
to say, I'll say it for her. Terry wants to say that when you address the panel as y'all Negroes, she will, you know, remember now, she is not Negro. So y'all Negro.
Exactly. Okay.
So I don't think you're talking to me. You're not talking to me.
Let me say this. Okay. With all jokes aside, let me just say this right quick. And I'm gonna come to you, Chris. And we're gonna take another break. Yeah, we're gonna take one more break. But I'm gonna just say this right quick. Terry, and she was so eloquent, and she said, I was just counting how many times she said Negro, Negro. And I'm gonna tell y'all a really bad word. This is actually the word that you Negro should really be. Hold on, that you Negro should really be mad about. If somebody come to you and say African American, that's just like calling an Indian a redskin. Because there's no way I'm not an African American. That's the stupidest. Ladies and gentlemen, we take another break. When we come back, I'm gonna try to get to a topic. But they done got me off on this thing right here. You guys listen to Enlightening the Mind. But you Negroes should be sitting here saying, "Don't call me no African American no more." That is a bad word. That's actually a racist word as calling an Indian a redskin. You're listening to Enlightening the Mind. We'll be back with you guys in a sec.
This is C. Gemini, and you're listening to the ETM Show, Enlightened Minds Radio.
Good God, can you believe all this we're hearing? If you've got something to say about our topic today, give us a call and we can discuss it all. I'm Terry Gillis with the Enlightening the Mind team.
Anybody with the light in the mind, and I just want to say this right quick. And I asked the question, and you know Terry expounded on it. She was real eloquent with it. All lives matter and all that kind of stuff. But this has nothing to do with the All Lives Matter movement. It has nothing to do with the Black Lives Matter movement. It doesn't. I want to get into something real serious. And I know the topic of the show was President be sending his forces into the streets. But this, trust me, this is all part of the discussion. But I want to ask you guys this, and I want y'all to expound this. I want everybody expounding this, even you, Terry. How can Black people sit there with a straight face and tell me and Terry and everybody that Black Lives Matter when they don't even matter to Black people? 90% of the killing that is done to Black people are done by Black people. Man, yeah, you get a few white people that go out there and do this and that, but then we as Black people want to holler and cry and say justice needs to be done. But how about we stop killing each other? How can I tell you to not kill me when I'm killing me? How can, man, every other culture, they got their act together. White people, the Negroes be saying, hey, man, why we don't get jobs and opportunities? White people get all opportunities because white people own business. Well, why don't Blacks own business? Or the Chinese, I've never heard a Chinese man come out and say Chinese lives matter. You know why? Because they handle their business. How many times have you seen a Chinese drive by on a Chinese person? How many Chinese people in America get killed by Chinese people? How many Russian people in America get killed by Russians? Mexicans, man, they all living in the same
Yeah,
y'all living in the same house. Just sharing one piece of dust. I love that. Okay.
So you wrong. Anyway, don't do it.
Y'all get the point. The only people that's around here cutting the food is Black people. The only people cutting the food are Black people. So what's the problem here? But then we go to church and we don't hear none of this talk. You know what we hear? That white Jesus is gonna save us. We go to a Black church and we hear that white Jesus is gonna save us. And then you got the other Negroes on the other side that say, no, they dead wrong. What they wrong about? Christianity is dead wrong. Why? Because it's not white Jesus that's gonna save us, it's Black Jesus that's gonna save us. So see, it's just this whole thing is just debacle-wise. It's totally stupid,
right,
man.
And we Blacks gotta
go ahead, Hefe.
We Blacks gotta get away from we always seeking validation in every aspect of our lives for white people. We have to stop going to white people for approval and acceptance of everything about our existence. The moment we realize that, come together, start loving each other. But all this is residue of slavery. Remember, this thing is not going to change so in a short period of time because look how many hundreds and hundreds
Stop.
Of years we've endured this stuff that got
Stop.
Us to the point we're at. So it's going to take a long time for it to be reversed.
Stop.
I don't see it
Stop.
Happening.
You know
Y'all
what, man? I'm not using. Go ahead.
When people start standing up for themselves and they get out of the unemployment line and the sucking off of the government and everything and get up and go do things, you know, there are places out there that are hiring. I see hiring signs everywhere, but yet people won't go out and work.
They
would rather sit at home and just, I guess, take
the
easy street.
Okay, stop.
Terry, I have a good point to that.
Let me tell her why that's so dumb. You acting like, okay, so what you coming at? Because I like how you hinting underneath that Black people are just sitting at home. Man, you got
no. I'm not saying just. I didn't never ever said Negro, Black person, or anything. I said people. There are people out there.
Get him, Terry.
That
get him, Terry.
Are just sitting back and doing nothing. It doesn't matter.
Get him, Terry.
Gosh, can I back me
when a white
down.
Person, okay.
I don't
so
know if,
all,
it, you know, if you're part of the
home,
Black Panthers
no,
or what, but dang.
Let's get to the underlying tone. See, let's don't be dumb, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get to the underlying tone. When a white person, especially a white woman, come to you and say, people, yous, thems, theys, they're talking about blacks. So it don't be like, okay, so they come like, you know, you people, I didn't say blacks. I said people, them people, those people, you know, and now she done raised the voice for the whole white world for to come at my door and knock on my door and say, you done heard a white woman. But stop it. Yeah. Let's look at the whole bottom line. The 9 out of 10, just like we got the United Negro College Fund, wherever that hell that is came from, you know, last week you said it. Well, you know, y'all, we done gave y'all something. We gave y'all the Negro Fund, whatever the hell a Negro Fund is. So stop saying we on our butt because, first of all, there's more white people on welfare than blacks. Second of all, these white men be sitting around here sleeping on couches. They handy men, and they sit around here, but they don't call that out. But when a black man that cannot get a job because he don't own a job, now it's like, oh, that's a bum Negro. See, that's two different double standards. So, no, stop saying that people is lazy because black people want their own. I told you last week, all they want is an opportunity. They just don't know how to go about getting it. What you got to say about that, Chris?
Well,
they know how
to
fill out an application to apply for the assistance. They should know how to fill out an application to go work at a goddamn store or go work at a gas station. There's no excuse. That is the most typical, I guess, Negro attitude. I don't know what to tell you, but get off your butt and go to work, and then you'll have something. You save your money, and you have something.
God bless America.
I can't say that, guys.
Man, I'm on
God,
the line, man. Oh man, it's your turn.
Hey guys,
balls in your court.
Hey,
Terry, I got a good point to something Terry said earlier. I tell you, it's a harsh reality. If every adult American, 18 and above, this is a harsh reality. Y'all think about this.
Oh my God.
If every able-bodied adult American woke up and got on one accord and say, hey, man, we're going to get a job today.
Oh,
there are not
God.
Enough jobs to accommodate every working adult. There are not enough jobs offered.
Oh, my God.
Well, not after this COVID thing because they don't put everybody out of business.
So is this why?
And the more that y'all, the more that people support foreign exchange and foreign, you know, products instead of building in America and buying things from American, then the worst it's going to be.
Can I say?
Well, that sounds like that. That sounds now. That sounds like that. That actually came from President Trump there.
No.
Can I say something about business?
You're not a Trump supporter, Terry.
You know that I don't pay attention. I don't support any of the political stuff.
May I say something, please? May I please say something?
Say something intelligent.
Okay.
First of all,
let me just address her asinine ass point. The asinine ass point was the dumbest thing that these dumb Americans always say. If you, as a business, the first thing she said was, hey, you know, business is they need to get up off their butt and go get a job and get business, okay? But then she just said that, well, there is no jobs because COVID shut them down. Okay, so that's the first asinine, just wiped herself out. The second asinine point was she said that American business, we all need to stop buying foreign stuff and buy American stuff. Well, in this greedy-ass country, you cannot afford, if you have a business, let's say you have a business, a mom-and-pop shop, okay, so they telling you to buy American. So let's say you selling shoes, just using as a hypothetical. Say you selling shoes. So they tell you don't go overseas and get the shoes. We need you to buy American shoes. Okay, so you say, well, I'll support this stupid-ass country. Okay, so I'll buy American. So you go to the guy and you say, man, how much are the shoes? He say, man, for this pair of shoes, man, it's $250. You say, man, how the hell am I going to sell these shoes? Man, hey, you supporting me. You say, man, I got a business. Your shoes are, if I buy your shoes, I'm not going to make a profit.
hey, man, that's not my fight fought by Americans. But then if you go overseas and the same shoes, you say, hey, Mr. China man, how much are the shoes? They $2.15. How in the hell, as a businessman, I can afford to buy American when American doesn't support business itself? We overpower and overspending. So stop listening to these clowns you listening to, woman. Stop reading the tea leaves.
No.
Come with some
because
real oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
I know.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I have bought those stupid boots from China, and they do not last like those American boots from here that the Amish built. They will last for 2 years at least. If you buy those Walmart boots, they will not last 6 months, and your feet are going to hurt. So support, and you're going to pay just about, you know, a quarter of the price for the China. You're not paying $2. You're still going to pay $50 at dang Walmart or China product, and you're still going to have sore feet. Okay? There's quality, and they use product, and they use stuff over there that is not approved, and it is giving us cancer. It is killing us. All of the poisons that they put into the water is killing our earth all around the world. Do you not see all the plastics that are showing up in the fish?
But that's coming from these dumb American companies. Dude, the China.
No, because we have regulations here. We have rules. We have people that are checking this. They can just, they'll dump their trash right into the sea and feed it to the world, and they don't care, just so they can make their $2.50. It doesn't matter to them.
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you guys a question that's living in Jacksonville? What the hell is on Blunt Island, right across the street from Blunt Island, that's in the water supply? Isn't that the nuclear plant, or which one is that? That's right down there by Blunt Island? The one that always smells fishy? What's the name of that plant? That's not in China.
There's a
paper plant.
Right
there by Hexa Drive. It's over there by Hexa Drive. The big plant. What that's called? Oh, now y'all dumb.
The J.A. Power plant or the St. Regis paper plant?
You know, the thing that's
there's the paper
down,
mill.
It's always right over there. Hey,
the paper mill?
They're putting chemicals in that. Whatever that big plant is, and it used to be open when I was younger, but I'm telling you, they are killing you guys. The petroleum that they're getting you, the money they spend on petroleum, that all ain't coming from China, okay? Let's stop all that. America is the smallest country as far as all these other land masses, but we taking up 60 to 70% of all of the products in the world. You guys got to stop all this. America is so good at this and that, and China is so bad and this and that. America is what's killing everybody with their capitalistic system.
I think it's safe to say that the toxins and the poisons are coming from everywhere, all directions. That includes America. We're surrounded by it.
Mm-hmm. America is the biggest consumer of everything on this earth. Everything that we is consumed.
If y'all want to argue shoes, fine. But when it comes to when it comes to poison,
that was just a point. You know what I mean by make cheaper stuff that doesn't last, and the expense of the American or the world because of the pollution and they don't regulate things. I mean, they're making food over there for crying out loud.
Hold on. But I think the companies that regulate stuff here in America are liars.
Well, there's a lot of liars everywhere, I'm sure.
563-999-3553 is the call-in number if you guys would like to call in and opine on this show. If you like any topics that we're saying, we're having a discussion. Seeing this discussion now went from should we send the police into to the cities of America to just I guess the Negroes should get a job or something. I don't know whatever Terry wanna call this show. But
they need to quit fighting and pay attention to what's going on in reality. Looting is not going to solve anything going on in the world here.
First
with the COVID
all,
and
let's stay on track and let's stay on focus, okay? Here's what I do want you guys to understand, okay? Now, let's listen to this right quick.
See, that all lives matter.
Here's the problem. No, they don't. No, they don't. Not all lives. I don't think all lives matter. Trust me, not all lives should matter. They may matter to somebody. But they shouldn't matter. Because, anyway, so don't get me off track, woman. Just relax. So here's the thing. Here's what I want to say right here, okay? You guys are pissing me off when y'all talking about these guys that's out here and these women out here protesting is all about looting. One thing that I'm going to say white America or the CIA has done, the CIA, and it is, y'all listen to me very well. The same thing that the CIA does in other, they're doing over here. They go in other countries and they start wars. They start disputes. They start arguments. They start fights. Then they back away and let them kill each other. Black people that's out there marching for the rights to not get killed by police, they're not out there looting. The looters are these white people that's hired and put these masks on and bust a building out, and then they say, come in. Let me ask you this question here. I'm going to ask all y'all listening on this panel. I want y'all to give me a solid answer. And I'm going to start with Terry first. I got to get where her head is with this. So you say that drugs and crime and guns is in black neighborhoods. They all bad over in black neighborhoods. Woman, who the hell put them drugs and guns in them neighborhoods? Do you honestly think that the Negroes who were slaves that can't even vote or won't even get a job, how the hell did they build guns? Do you think the Negroes own Smith and Wesson? Gross.
You know,
or who gave them
the
guns? No, answer the question, man.
I don't know how y'all. I don't know how people get guns.
Oh, now you don't know.
I don't
know
how they get their guns.
You don't know how to get a gun.
Well,
you got all this intelligence. Hold on.
Okay.
Stop. You got all this intelligence and you yelling and screaming, but now you don't know nothing. Woman.
I'm sure that you know
woman,
that y'all buy them. People buy them. People get them. People trade them.
Who made
I'm sure
the guns?
People get guns. And it's not about the guns. Guns isn't the problem. It's the people behind
the
guns.
Oh, the guns not the problem. Whoa.
And I'm not saying that you take away
the criminal that made
the guns. I'm not saying to take away the guns. I'd say
that
we need guns.
That's
our constitutional right. You need to bear arms or your government will take over.
Here's my thing.
I guess
that I want to say to Terry. And I'm going to let you come back. Here's my thing I want to say to Terry. Who's the biggest fool? The fool or the fool that follows the fool? Go ahead, Jefe.
Hey, yeah, Terry, you're going to like this point. Stacy, you won't. According to IQAir website, their information derives from what's considered to be over 60,000 data points, right? The United States does not, as of 2019 stats, the United States does not even fall in the top 10 of most polluted countries in the world. Bangladesh, Pakistan, Mongolia, Afghanistan, India, Indonesia, Bahrain, Nepal, Uzbekistan, Iraq, and China make up the top 11.
Thank you.
Now, I do agree with Stacey's point. Fast forward.
No, Terry,
we didn't bring the drugs and guns over here.
Yeah, just hush.
I didn't need any drugs. Stop. Y'all muted.
I'm sorry.
Y'all muted. Ladies and gentlemen, I cut everybody off. No, ladies and gentlemen, screw that. I don't hear that. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys for tuning in to this week's show of Enlightening the Mind. You guys can tune in each week, same time, which is 8 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Mountain Time. Call in number 3-999-3553 if you guys want to call in and opine. I want to thank my panel for their opinions on this show right here. There's always been they always are welcome to give their wrong points of views, and I appreciate them highly, and I love them to death for that, guys. Until next week, thank you guys for tuning in to Enlightening the Mind. You guys have a blessed rest of your week. Alright, I'm going to let y'all come on back in and say something, guys. Y'all were wrong for that. Y'all were dead wrong for that. All y'all know that. And I just want to say that you guys were dead wrong. Period.
Thank you for tuning in to Enlightening the Mind.
We'll see you guys next week.
We'll forgive you.
Yeah, okay.
Heffy,
oh,
what,
boy,
man.
I hate y'all so much. I hate y'all so much.
What were those stats? Jeff?
Bye.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Y'all call me. Show's off. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, y'all.